Sarbi Sensei, and I'm back again to break down some more ridiculous nonsense. Brought to you by the Bird Brain Dingbats of Modern Times. Hopefully I can educate and entertain all at the same time. Let's get into it.
I do look a mess. I'm on a cruise right now.
Lita, can you put on a top, beauty? Put on a top. Put on a shirt, beautiful. You need a shirt, yes. Okay?
She played herself, and she know it. Now she got to kind of live with it, roll with the punches.
My thing is, like, I've dealt with both types of guys where it's like one doesn't have any money but very loving, I guess. But I feel like that's just me being the nurturer that I am. And then the other being just very much like using. I'm trying to get to the question, y'all. I'm building up.
Say it!
Have money and ready to spend it, but just more so. It's like feels so transactional almost. Like it doesn't feel like it could be anything because instantly it's like if I ask you for something, you want me to immediately get into bed with you.
And what's wrong with that?
If you're going to come right out and ask me for whatever, a $500 Cash App, you know, and we only talk two times, yeah, okay, so how many hours does the $500 Cash App buy? There's nothing free in this world. That's what these chicks don't get.
Open your eyes, can't you see?
So they want a boyfriend they can love, but also that'll trick on them. No, if a guy looking to take you serious, he's not looking to do a whole bunch of tricking. He's trying to build a life with you. It's not going to just be all about him giving you money on demand.
You want me to immediately get into bed with you. Yeah. So I just feel like that just turns me off even more. How do you approach trying to find a man that understands he needs to be a provider in my life, but not seem so, make it so transactional or feel that way? You know what I'm saying?
As soon as you get done having sex with her, leave. You don't take this woman out to movies. You don't take her out to eat. You don't hang out with this woman. The only time you hang out with her possibly is if you go to a bar. Because she's getting ready to take you, go home, and you're gonna have interviews with her. That's about the only way I would say to do it. You don't ride bikes with this woman, you don't watch TV with her, you don't talk about nothing, none of that.
My thing is I'd be trying to let them know, like, I have a standard, but like, and then I'm not the type that don't approach that standard. Like, I don't come looking crazy. I don't come to a guy looking crazy. You know what I cost when I come in a room sometimes.
What do you mean by that?
That's why women wear name brands. They want to signal to men who can afford them name brands, this is how you got to come. But dudes who got some game about themselves know you didn't let pookies hit it in the back of a 95 Toyota Camry.
I'm not just going to give up what I have because I'm asking you to do something for me, which is something you should be wanting to do anyways.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
They want random men to provide for them after the first date. And in their mind, provide is give me money on demand. Nothing to do with the family, nothing to do with building a household. Men are providers, a.k.a. men give me money when I want it or they ain't real men.
That's stupid!
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
When you meet the guy initially, let's say you're out, right? You meet him at a bar, you meet him at a party. Are you telling him, buy me this, do this for me? Is that what you're saying? Like, how is that?
No, I don't,
how is that playing out where it feels transactional? And let me also ask you this. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, so you're young. Okay. And
well,
how old are the guys?
Age where I'm trying to like...
How old are the guys? Sorry, there's a lag. So if we're over talking... So how old are the guys who are approaching you saying, hey, I want to do this for you, but it feels transactional?
Okay, so originally I was talking to guys my age, but I feel like they're too young to, like, you know, understand. They have too many options. So right. I go a little older. Like, I have a little older type.
Some people expect they free ride through life, cruising by on good looks and luck. Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
Let's be clear. Most 23-year-olds aren't swimming in options. They only f*** with top 10 percenters, whether he broke, rich, lazy, not lazy. Just know, that's the bare minimum for these women. So basically what she's saying is, I try to go older so I can get dudes without options to be stupid and give me money for nothing.
The oldest I've dealt with is like, he was in his 40s, I'm not gonna lie, but... You shouldn't be sleeping with him.
You shouldn't be sleeping with him at all.
Well,
he should already know. Okay, so he should know that he's with you for your youth. That's literally what he's with you for.
Yes, duh.
So that's why he's dating you. So you should be comfortably asking for things. And he should know, I'm too young. I can't sleep with you. No, I'm not ready. I don't do that.
Right.
Why would you even want to put yourself in a position to have an older man who could hurt you feel like you owe him something that you're not giving him? These women are playing with their lives.
It just seems like every time I ask, he's going to expect something back. Or like when we meet up for dinner or we go out, it's going to be like he wants to be more touchy or like, you know, and I just.
Okay, you say no, don't touch me.
What's the end goal for you? Okay, let's say you do get this 40-something year old man to give you money. I don't know what, a few hundred? She ain't that bright. She only going to ask for a few hundred, thousand at best. Okay, let's say he give you $1,000 a month for a year and don't get nothing in return. You think you're just going to do that for the rest of your life? I mean, what are you going to do with the money? You're not going to do nothing with it but blow it on some stupid name brands or something or the new iPhone. Think bigger. If you're going to be a hook, at least think bigger.
So even if you want to just be a lady of the night, maximize it.
No, say no, don't touch me.
Right.
You're not saying that.
No, I'm not.
And you're not being, and I'm going to be frank, you're not being bitchy enough. That's another problem.
Yes, I feel like that's my thing. I don't know how to do that. Like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that's the issue. So he knows you don't see your worth, so he's taking advantage.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you? I'm saying, how? Like, talk to me, bro.
And he's going to continue to be pushy if you don't have boundaries and you don't ask for what you want. You got to have a take it or leave it attitude, and you don't have that attitude.
Yeah. I would agree.
And you're a beautiful girl. So outside looking in, he's looking at you like, she's beautiful. She's young. She don't know her worth. Okay, so I'm going to get whatever I can until I wear her down and get what I want. That's exactly what's happening.
Maybe y'all could help me out in the comment section below or whatever. Are there guys that react positively to women being witchy to them? Is that what make the tricks cough up the coin?
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say no.
If I was 23 dating a 40-something, you wouldn't be able to breathe on me too hard, let alone sit across from me and think you're going to put your hands on me. Absolutely not. You know what time it is. I need another Chanel, as a matter of fact. I need my tuition paid for. I need a new car.
We have a day of observing everybody on drugs.
As I said in my last video, because I don't get on this internet and lie, okay? I had an hour call with my client this week. And guess what? After that call, she left six figures. She left from her last date with six figures more than when she walked into the date with child.
It's a made-up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.